If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome, folks. It's the Ray Program, helping you to make better money moves this hour of Money Power. Glad to have you on board. Phone lines always open at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-729-7469. Emails, which I will get to a little bit later on in the program, raylucia.com, raylucia.com. Email me during the course of this program, and I'll put you on the front of the list. That's what I do, because I can.
Yes, wait a minute,
yeah. Okay, enough. Enough already. Financial caregiving. That's on the docket today as we discuss caregiving with Lynn Rowe, a certified financial planner. It's widespread, and it is expensive. I can tell you that for sure. The big story is, of course, the GOP tax plan. And as it turns out, it could be catastrophic for seniors. So says Michelle Singletary. I'll tell you why it could be catastrophic for seniors. Everything you need to know about the Senate GOP tax plan, that's on the docket today. You got the Senate and the House, and I don't get it. To be honest with you, I just don't get it. It seems to me they've taken something that could have been fairly simple and turned it into something really, really, really complicated. And I have my own opinions as to why. I don't know if I'll share those with you or not. But I start today with this. The clock is tick, tick, ticking. Yeah. The last call. The clock is ticking on these tax breaks as we tackle what could happen under this tax proposal. And you know what? You might have to make a move in anticipation of it happening. So let's get it on here on the Ray Lucia Show with the Chambers Brothers. The time has come today. Okay, so let's start with this. As you know, the House Republicans have come out with a $1.7 trillion proposed tax overhaul and simplification and all that. And it's anything but simple, to be honest with you, especially if you're making money. It gets very complicated, especially if you're in business. But there are certain elements of it, many elements of it, that I actually really, really do endorse and like and support. But there are some that are just not cutting it with me. Anyway, it's not for me to say. And you know, we can pontificate about this all we want, but this is in the hands of Congress. And quite frankly, it's in the hands of the Republican Congress, and this could be make or break for this administration because they have failed on major legislation thus far. But in either event, there are a few things you need to know about. One is this property tax deal. What happens if property tax deductions go away? And I have to close that statement by saying, God forbid. You know, I live in California. Our property taxes are pretty high. The percentage isn't all that high. It's like 1.25%. But the property values are high. King over there in New York, he ain't buying any of this. He's saying, I'm a hard and fast no in New York because the tax rates are through the ceiling there. You lose the property tax deduction. And I know what the Republican House and some of the senators are saying. Yeah, but if you get a bigger standard deduction, you know, forget that for just a second. It's not as good as it sounds. A doubling of the standard deduction when you've got, you know, four people in a household and the elimination of the personal exemption doesn't really get you anything. It doesn't really get you anything. Think about it. You got $18,000 in deductions that you lose in that example. And you pick up, you know, a few, maybe $12,000 or whatever it is in the higher standard deduction. This just doesn't make sense. Just doesn't make any sense. But, you know, that's me. If you want to take advantage of it, it may be the last chance you get. Pay your property taxes. I know here in California and San Diego, I have two property tax payments. I have one that hits this time of the year, every November, December-ish. And then I can choose to delay the second one until April and pay a little bit more. But if I pay April's payment now, I not only pay a little bit less, I get to deduct it on my 2017 income tax return. So if I owe $10,000 in property taxes and I write that check for $10,000 in calendar year 2017, it is deductible against my 2017 federal income tax return. Well, if I'm in a 30% tax bracket, that just saved me $3,000. If I wait to pay the $10,000 until next year, then and the property tax deduction is eliminated in toto, as it is in the Senate bill, or there's a $10,000 limit. In my case, I was assuming a $20,000 bill, paid 10 in December, paid the second 10 in April. That second 10 ain't going to be deductible next year. So you got to start thinking about property taxes. Let's move on. There's also state taxes. They're talking about, you know, modifying how much you can deduct in state income tax. It could be zero. Well, in places like New York and New Jersey and Illinois and California, that state income tax is deductible against the federal tax bill. So if you paid, you know, $10,000-$15,000 in state income taxes, once again, $15,000 of deduction in the 30% tax bracket, that's $5,000. So this is why people are up in arms. Now, I get the fact that your brackets are going to be squeezed down a little bit, and there's going to be more money in the 10% bracket and more money in the 15, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But that is not as easy for people to understand. The progressive tax system is not as easy for people to understand. Getting a deduction or not getting a deduction is really easy for people to understand. We've been, you know, running with that for years and years and years. So the state income taxes should be paid this year. Now, I have to issue a word of caution here. The alternative minimum tax, which is being repealed in both bills, would not be retroactive to this year. So here's where it gets complicated and why you really need to talk to your accountant. By prepaying some of these expenses or paying them this year in order to get the tax deduction, you still have to do the alternative minimum tax calculation. Because deducting dependents and deducting property taxes and deducting state taxes and stuff like that are tax preference items. And they're added back into your income under the alternative minimum tax, which is a flat tax of 26 or 28%. So you may be paying a tax thinking you're going to get a deduction, but you're actually not because of the alternative minimum tax. So does this simple bill sound really simple to you so far? Oh, it gets so much worse. Last-minute medical expenses. Deductions on the medical expenses under the GOP's bill, might be going away. And that means if you remember, you pay medical expenses on anything that exceeds 10% of your adjusted gross income. So you probably want to bunch all those medical expenses up this year because that deduction may be going away next year. Mortgage interest credits, depending on your mortgage, you might want to prepay January's mortgage interest just to get a deduction. You're probably going to get a break for mortgage interest, but right now you can deduct interest on up to $1 million. That stays the same in the Senate bill, and we'll talk more about that in a second, but it's down to $500,000. Once again, in California, it's not uncommon to have a $500,000 plus mortgage. So this is one of the reasons why the real estate industry is up in arms. Take that mortgage interest deduction away, take the property tax deduction away, and real estate becomes less valuable to own, and therefore prices could drop. How about the green car credit? You get a $7,500 credit, up to $7,500, for buying an electric car, which I would never do. But some people love them. I hate them because I want to hear the engine roar. I am He-Man. Watch me roar. I should write a song. And Roth conversion do-overs. Maybe not. Maybe not again. I'll be back. Don't go away.
A new study presented this week at the annual meeting of the American Heart Association reminds us that a growing number of people are at serious risk for heart disease. Dr. Peter Toth of the University of Illinois College of Medicine analyzed health records of nearly 22,000 patients taking statins to control bad cholesterol. Half the patients had high triglycerides and the other half had normal levels. Researchers found that people with high triglycerides had a much higher risk of heart attack, stroke, or death. Dr. Toth explains.
We've clearly made progress in fighting heart disease over the years. We've done a great job bringing LDL, or the bad cholesterol, under control, but the risk of heart disease remains for many patients.
Dr. Toth says certain medical conditions contribute to heart disease and put patients at greater risk.
High triglycerides, diabetes, and obesity are important identifiers of heart disease risk, and we need new approaches to how we manage that risk.
Dr. Toth urges patients to talk to their doctors about what they can do to reduce their heart disease risk. This message is brought to you by Amarin Pharma.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back, folks. It's the Ray Program, helping you to make better money moves. And believe me, now more than ever, it is time for you to sit down with your tax man or woman, your financial advisor, and talk about what strategies you might need to employ before year end. It's a little more critical now because if, in fact, the Republicans get the tax plan through, whether it's the House plan or the Senate plan or some, you know, amalgamation of the two, they both are calling for some deductions that could be aced, if you know what I'm saying. So let's go through the Senate and the House bill. The Senate has come out with seven individual brackets. So much for simplification. So married taxpayers filing jointly will have a 10% bracket up to 19 grand, a 12% bracket up to 77.4, a 22.5% bracket up to 120,000, a 25% bracket up to 290,000, a 32% bracket up to 390,000, a 35% bracket up to a million, and 38.5% a million and up. Holy mackerel. I mean, seriously? You couldn't make it simpler than that? Oh, Lord. Seven income tax brackets. And obviously, the Democrats aren't going to like this one bit because millionaires will be paying about 1% less in taxes, from 39.6 down to 38.5 on anything over $1 million. The House kept the 39.6% bracket. The House, you might recall, has basically four brackets. The 12% bracket up to 90,000, the 25% bracket from 90 to 260, a 35% bracket from 260 to a million, and 39.6%, 1 million and up. I don't know, to me, that sounds way simpler. I don't really know what the Senate was thinking. If one of the ideas from Donald Trump, the president, remember he is the president, was to simplify the tax code. I think seven brackets is not that simple. State and local tax deductions, we just talked about that. The Senate eliminates all state and local income tax and property tax deductions. That ain't going to go over well for most people that actually pay taxes, that own homes, and that live in high state income tax states, which are pretty much California and New York. They're blue states. Did the Republicans do that on purpose? I don't know. Something in my cynical mind says maybe, maybe they did. The House bill, the deduction for state and local income taxes or sales taxes would be repealed, while the deduction for state and local property taxes would be capped at $10,000. So the state tax gone, the property tax, you'd get a $10,000 deduction. Well, again, places like New York, it ain't flying, their property taxes are very, very high. As I mentioned last segment, the mortgage interest deduction, under the Senate, they preserve the $1 million number. And it's actually $1.1 million because it's $1 million in mortgage interest and $100,000, the interest on $100,000 of home equity. And then the House bill reduces that to $500,000. Again, in the expensive states like New York and California, this is not going to work. I mean, people that have a $700,000-$800,000 mortgage, especially with these low interest rates, more and more people have that. But they got it because they said, well, you know what? If I pay 4% on a $1 million loan, I'm paying $40,000 in interest. At 6%, I can only afford to get an $800,000 home or a mortgage for the same amount of money. So they bought more house than they maybe could have afforded. But with the tax benefits, it's affordable to them. They can increase their withholding stuff or decrease, I should say, how much they have to withhold on their taxes and their paycheck every week to help pay for that. Well, now they got to go back to the drawing board. Again, on both sides, they're saying, yes, but we've got all of these other deductions like the repeal of the alternative. Well, what if you're not paying alternative minimum tax? The repeal doesn't do you any good. So, again, I'm not poo-pooing it, but I'm telling you, it's more complex than people realize. And when things get complicated and you've got special interests in the loop, let's face it, the real estate business, the construction industry, huge lobby. The Altman, as I said, gets repealed by both houses. So it's a good thing for people that are, like middle incomers, because that's who gets stung. The wealthy don't usually get stung. I mean, the super rich don't usually get stung by the alternative minimum tax because they're already paying a higher tax, marginally speaking, than what the alternative minimum tax would pay. But people that make $150,000, $200,000 per year, middle class America, the people that are supposed to be getting the deductions, the Altman hurts them. The Altman hurts them. But when you eliminate these preference items that created the alternative minimum tax problem in the first place, it's like no big deal. So the House Republicans are saying, yes, we're getting rid of some of these ordinarily deductible expenses, but you're going to have lower marginal rates, and that's going to offset that. And to a large extent, that is true, but not to a total extent. You're always going to find those individuals. And I think it's more than a lot of people think, because remember, they're increasing the standard deduction, which is going to help a lot of lower income and lower middle income taxpayers, no doubt. But if you have a bunch of kids, you do get a child tax credit of $1,600 or $1,650, depending on which bill, but you lose the exemption. Oh, Lord. So everything that we've learned about taxes, and maybe I'm more frustrated than the average person should be, because doggone it, I'm going to have to go back to school because I've been studying this tax code for the last 35 years, trying to come up with legal, creative ways to help people like you reduce your tax payments. We talked about some of those last segment. And now it's going back to school. It may be simpler, but I don't think it's going to be very popular. For example, the medical expense deduction. What about the medical expense deduction? Under the Senate bill, they preserve existing medical expense deductions. Remember, they have to exceed 10% of your adjusted gross income. Under the House bill, you get none. You get none. I talked about the child tax credit. The estate tax, the Senate's going to double the exemption from like $5.5 million to $11 million. So husbands and wives, $22 million. And then you pay an estate tax. Under the House, it could be $220 million. You don't pay any estate tax. That's going to make Chucky really happy. Schumer, that is. When we come back, I want to come back and talk more about this medical expense deduction and how it could really impact seniors. Not seniors, senior citizens. 844-RAY-SHOW. The corporate side, I'll touch on that when we come back as well.
Colonel Sanders here with another important holiday message from KFC. This year, don't get the ones you love some lame, boring gift like a new car or jewelry or toys or expensive electronics or any other junk. Nope, get that special someone what they really want. Exactly! A KFC $5 fill-up with 100% white meat popcorn chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink. It's a perfect gift for all those important people in your life who get hungry right around lunchtime. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. 5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're talking about taxes and tax planning, and you may or may not know this, but under current law, if you itemize your deductions, you can deduct medical expenses for yourself, your spouse, and your dependents, but only if the cost exceeds 10% of your adjusted gross income. That's not your net income. It's like the bottom line of page one of your tax return. So when you add up all of the income that you made before your Schedule A deductions and all that, that's your adjusted gross income. So you make $100,000, you can deduct medical expenses, but only to the extent that they exceed $10,000. Now, this is one of the reasons why in corporate planning, we sometimes put in medical expense reimbursement plans and why health savings accounts are kind of cool, et cetera, et cetera. But many individuals don't have the opportunity to do medical reimbursement plans. There are cafeteria plans at work. There are ways to mitigate it somewhat, but I don't have time to get into all of them. But most of us are saddled with this. So the medical expense deduction is not a big deal for most of us because most of us aren't getting a big deduction on our medical expenses. Except there's 8.8 million households that filed 2015 returns that claimed the medical and dental expense deduction according to the IRS. Now, that's not a lot in terms of percentage of the population, but if you're one of those 8.8 million, you don't want to see this deduction go. 49% of those who took the deduction had incomes of less than $50,000, and 69% had incomes of under $75,000. Well, as I have gone through this, I'm finding out that where it's really, really going to burn some individuals is in the situation that, frankly, my father's in. So let's assume that dear old dad had pensions and Social Security and investment income and whatever of $70,000, $80,000, $90,000. He's a single taxpayer. And let's assume that he goes into a facility of sorts. Well, under current law, maybe he's spending $80,000 a year. Under current law, the first $8,000 or $9,000, call it $10,000, is not deductible. Say he makes $100,000. First $10,000 is not deductible, but then anything over that, in his case, $80,000 worth, would be deductible, which would take his income down to basically $10,000-$20,000, for which he would pay little or no income taxes, probably real close to the no income tax number. Wow. You take that away, and all of a sudden, you have a senior citizen that went in the military, sacrificed his life, in my dad's case, 20-some-odd years, 28 years of his life for the country, now gets a pension, now gets Social Security, and he doesn't make $100,000. I made that number up. But assuming he did, he would have to pay taxes in the, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 range. Man, that may prevent him from affording the assisted living, or in his case, the memory care facility that he is in. They went through an example of someone who said, this would be catastrophic for my 90 and 93-year-old parents who live in assisted living. So said someone by the name of Marla Payne Wise from Canton, Georgia. They go on. John McCright of Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, estimates the loss of the deduction would cost him an extra $6,570 in taxes. And they go on and cite example after example how this could really impact the livelihood of seniors. Now, the last people in the world I think we want to hurt are middle-class senior citizens. They're not working anymore. They're on fixed income. And so I'm scratching my head trying to figure out where these people are coming from on this tax plan. Now, I know they've got to go into conference and they're going to try to solve some of these problems, but I think it's you're not going to make more people happy than you're going to make unhappy. That's my prediction. Okay, next on the docket, financial caregiving. Financial caregiving. We talk about traditional caregiving all the time, but Merrill Lynch did a study with the in partnership with AgeWave titled The Journey of Caregiving, Honor, Responsibility, and Financial Complexity. And in that study, they found that 92% of caregivers say they are also financial caregivers, performing at least one aspect of financial caregiving during their caregiving journey. Now, my question is this, 92%, round up to the nearest, right? It's like 100%. All of us will be participating in financial caregiving if we are participating in caregiving at all, which we know at least 50 to 70% of individuals will need care. So, and I never did this as a financial planner back in the day, but I never sat down and said, well, I've always talked about let's plan for your care and how you're going to have the money to support that and buy an insurance policy or whatever the case may be. But I never budgeted in to, let's say, a baby boomer's retirement plan, care for mom and dad. Yeah, we talked about it every once in a while, but we never talked about the financial contributions that need to be made. Now, here I am as a baby boomer saying, oh, yeah, you know what? There is a financial responsibility that goes along with it. Even though my dad's got most of his expenses covered, there's still the house that was left over that he left. It needs to be fixed up and possibly sold. And then you've got the family dynamics on who's going to pay for the fix-up. Are they going to get their money back on the sale? You see how complicated things can get. They go on to say, in fact, according to the report, after 2 years of receiving care, 88% of care recipients are no longer managing their finances independently. So now we're finding out that it's not just monetary. It's not just going into your bank account and writing a check to help dear old dad and all the siblings getting together and, you know, sharing the expenses equally. But somebody has to step into the role of managing all of the money. How much is coming in? How much is going out? If there is a shortfall, how do you fill the shortfall? And it goes on and on. And now we're talking about the health of that particular individual because of the stress incurred. In particular, if you're dealing with someone that's not particularly wealthy. So important. The report defines financial caregiving as potentially two different roles. A financial contributor, that's me, is a caregiver who pays for care, and a financial coordinator, that's actually my sister Tina, is a caregiver who oversees and organizes other aspects of their care recipients' finances, such as paying bills, managing investments, which my dad has none, preparing taxes, handling insurance, and monitoring accounts. That preparing taxes part, as I just mentioned, might get a tiny bit more complicated. Paying the bills, he still has bills that have to be maintained and paid for, but it's the coordinating with the VA, for example. He gets some veterans benefits. And you've heard all the stories about the VA and the lines and all that stuff. Try communicating with them to get your benefit. And if you don't get the benefit, he gets like $1,600, $1,800 a month for long-term care. If he didn't get that benefit, guess who'd be writing that check every month? So this is really, really important. According to the report, caregivers give on average, they spend $7,000 a year on caregiving. I suggest we put it in our budgets because it's more than likely going to happen to us. Take a quick break, come back with a business spotlight and some emails just ahead.
You can be told to run, or you can choose to run. Both get you moving, yet one just goes through the motion. The other has purpose, meaning, freedom. What about your health care? Are you being told, going through the motion? Or are you choosing something better? Liberty HealthShare has a purpose. It unites people to share in the burden of healthcare. A true community that cares for you in your time of need. Free from interference and constraints that gives you back the power of freedom. It's time to exercise your purpose. Time to exercise your meaning. It's time to exercise your freedom. Liberty Health Share.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company. Got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
303-4607.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
Ahead, but before we get to Carl Willis, let me give you the quick marching order from today's program, because it is important. And since we're very near year end, you got to do some of these things, not all of them before year end, but certainly setting up an appointment with your accountant to review your 2017 tax plan and what impact that may have relative to the potential tax changes. Really critical, and there's going to be some judgments that you and the accountant are going to have to make. But also, I think you should set up an appointment with your family members to discuss this whole idea of who might be the financial coordinator of the family and who are the contributors in the event you or one of your loved ones, a parent, grandparent, or whatever, need this kind of assistance. You got to talk about it, folks. I know it's not fun to talk about, but after the fact, it's very, very stressful. Also, you got a lot of appointments to set up. Set up an appointment with your financial advisor, your real estate agent, your mortgage consultant. Find out, you know, what are you going to do with the home? And, you know, the kids should be involved in that decision. Maybe one of them wants it, the other one doesn't, or they all want it. And I can give you 18,000 reasons why you shouldn't do that. Reverse mortgage, maybe that's a potential solution. And then finally, set up an appointment with an attorney to review your estate plan, all of your beneficiary designations, because you never, ever know. Listen, we spend hours on end planning our vacations. Don't you think you can afford to spend an hour with each of those? Maybe it's 3 hours total before year end to get your financial house in order. Think about it. All right, it's time for our business spotlight. Taking care of some business here. Carl Willis joins us on the program. He's the owner of Simplicity Marketing, LLC. I've never found marketing to be all that simple. And that's why we have Carl on the show, to help me understand how we can make it more simple. Hey, Carl, thanks for joining us here on the Ray Lucia Show. What do you do at Simplicity Marketing, LLC?
Well, what we really do is try and simplify the complicated for everyone else. A business owner needs to focus on running their business and doing the things that they are expert in. And they turn to team members like myself to take care of the things that are outside their scope of expertise, and to keep things simple for them so the business is moving forward. They're communicating to the right audience at the right time. And so that's really our role, is to be that go-to strategist to make life a whole lot simpler, along the lines of what you were just discussing with the financial dream team that everyone should have in place.
Well, I can relate with that. Now, here's my hang-up, all right? I'm an old school guy trying to play in the new school. How can someone like you help someone like me?
Well, you know, the thing about business is we still know our audiences. We still know the person we're trying to engage at the end of the day. We still understand their needs. We understand their fears. We understand their aspirations. And so all we're doing in today's day and age is someone like me sits down with someone like you And we thread that same story like we would face-to-face. We just use new mechanisms to deploy that story in today's day and age. In fact, one of the things that I'm often challenged with is people will say, well, but my clientele are older, and I just don't think they're really online. And I said, sure they are, because they're creeping around on their children and grandchildren to see what they're up to. So the audience is there. They just may not be identifying themselves.
So when you do this, I'm assuming that a lot of the marketing you do is online. And as I said, as an old school guy, I've done a little bit of this, but I've never found much success with being able to connect with individuals online the way I used to connect with them face to face.
That's understandable. Yeah, it is a challenge because, you know, the online world can be very impersonal at times. In fact, some people choose the online world because they don't have to be as transparent and disclose. And so for the business owner, you have to go a little extra step. You've got to help that person feel comfortable with you, that they know, like, and trust you. And one of the greatest ways of doing that is actually what you're doing here with the show, Ray, and that's by providing value. When we feel comfortable with somebody, when we believe that somebody is an expert looking out for our best interest, then it's much easier to take those recommendations and to take action upon them. And so in the online world, we simply have to determine, where does that audience go for their information? Because they're still Googling weather, they're still Googling stock reports, they're doing all of those things. Once we understand the places that they already have put confidence into, it's much easier to replicate that process for you, the business owner.
Okay, real quick, as we have to go, is this an expensive process, or can small businesses take advantage of this?
Small businesses need to take advantage of it. In fact, so many of the tools available online today really are free of charge, other than a little bit of time investment. When I say time investment, 10, 15, 20 minutes a day can propel a person's business forward without having to have a substantial marketing budget.
Outstanding. Carl Willis, he is the owner of Simplicity Marketing LLC. The website, Simplicity Marketing LLC, simplicitymarketingllc.com. Carl, give us some parting thoughts here, my friend, because you're very articulate. You should be my co-host on this show, and I'm not even going to be able to get the emails because I was so interested. But give us some parting thoughts here before we go.
Well, the biggest parting thought I have is really coming out of your last segment. We as individuals, as business owners, we can't just address the challenges of life when we get there. We need to have a plan in place. We need to be having clarity in our conversations so that everyone is clear on what the anticipated outcome is, and we don't leave things to chance. It's not a question of who's going to take care of what or what are we going to deploy for our business. We've already made those decisions before we come to the challenge. And so when we have clarity and focus, it guides our day-by-day activities. It actually makes the process more efficient. It simplifies the process. It helps us determine the tools that we need to put in place in our particular situation so that we get the outcome that isn't just the outcome we desire, but it's the outcome that is best for every party involved.
All right, Carl Willis, thank you so much. SimplicityMarketingLLC.com. SimplicityMarketingLLC.com. I am going to go on that website myself today and see if Carl can help me become more of a new school student, because I live in the old school. Thank you, Carl, and I thank all of you for joining in the conversation today on the Ray Lucia Show. Now, make it a great and blessed day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio. Thank you.